Welcome everyone to episode 3 of I Hate You. I Hate You, Steve.
Welcome guys, episode 3.
Welcome to episode 3 of Unaired.
Secret cast, unaired cast, Jufro cast.
It's okay. Yeah, those are all words.
Yep. I am Ed. With me I have Steve and other Steve.
We didn't introduce ourselves with the pre-agreed upon names.
Okay, so Steve that's usually on the podcast is going to be Omega Steve.
Yep.
And new Steve is going to be Alpha Steve.
Neo like, Steve, I feel, would be
thematically. No. You can't just go changing the names. We already agreed
upon Alpha and Omega Steve.
Yeah, I'm Omega because I'm autistic, so. Which we discussed last episode.
I accept.
All right, so this week we watched a brilliant TV show called Heil Honey, I'm Home. Steve, you love this show.
Yeah. I feel like I was the only one laughing through the whole thing.
Oh, no, I love this show, too.
I don't know. I feel like it's important in TV to be able to relate to the characters, and I wanted to end my life with a cyanide pill, so...
Here's how I feel.
It was good in that point.
I feel like Steve wants to really get himself into this show, so he's like, all right, I'm gonna be the Simon of this group, so no matter what we're watching tonight, I'm just gonna come across like I hate it.
I at the very least wanted to give it a chance, but it slapped me down like Dikembe Mutombo. I said, absolutely not, here's the worst thing you've ever seen.
I don't get that, but if one of the listeners gets that, you should hashtag Dikembe Mutombo and send that to MeowfoSerious on Twitter. I'll reply in like a year.
Sports.
Yeah.
It's a sports reference, Steve.
It's hoops ball.
Way over my head.
Okay, so if you couldn't tell from the title, this show's about Hitler. It is basically, it's like I Love Lucy, but if Lucy was Eva Braun and Ricky Ricardo was Hitler and their neighbors were Jews.
Wow, can you say that? I think you have to use the word Jewish.
I just did.
No, you said Jews.
I did just say Jews.
I don't think you can say that.
I just
you
did,
to
though.
Say Jewish. No, all right, look, this isn't a philosophical debate. Yes, you said that. I don't doubt that. But I'm saying, what I'm doubting here is I don't think you're allowed to say Jews anymore. I don't think you can just point at a group of people and be like, Mom, Jews. You'd have to say, Dad, Jewish people.
I think it's contextual. I think if you're saying it with malice in your heart.
So you're saying, okay, so you're bringing up the age-old argument of you can't just say, Mom, look, Jews. You can say, oh, there's a couple of Jews over there.
Exactly.
Hey, a couple of Jews.
Well, exactly.
I feel like that's like the shyster kind of Jew. Like, hey, it's the kind of a couple of Jews over there.
You know,
to
funny story.
Money out of my bank.
Funny story. The next podcast I'm starting after this one is called A Couple of Jews.
A couple of Jews.
And it's gonna be about the entertainment industry.
Oh.
So
it's just gonna be Hollywood, and then here, wait, hold on, just so I can do the list, so I can be the listener to it while these kids are laughing at their own jokes again. These kids just laugh at their own jokes. That's what this cast is.
Someone has to.
Oh, I know.
The listeners aren't going to.
Oh, I know. If you made it this far, you're a fucking sad human being.
We're sort of providing a podcast laugh track. Brings us back to the show. You're welcome.
Too bad Ed's podcast, but it'd be really funny if he actually added a laugh track.
It would be
like weirdly fitting, but at the same time it'd be like they would listen and they'd be like, I don't think I like this laugh track. I don't think this is a real laugh track. I don't think this is a real studio.
They didn't record this in front of a live studio audience.
Yes.
Did you guys never bring that up?
Oh, No.
I thought that was weird when I showed up at the studio.
Yeah, we just didn't.
You know, what I thought was weird is that you wear pants that have a hole in the bottom, and your nutsack just leaks out of it, like almost like it's a liquid type of thing because it's so saggy. Probably because it's summertime. I'm sure it's harder during the winter, but your nuts are just sitting there, and like there's that little patch on the bottom you forgot to shave, so it's just really bothering me. Why didn't you shave that patch, Steve?
I don't know if that's a reference to something, but I think it's funnier if it's not a reference.
You got him, Steve. He's Alpha Steve.
Got him. No, not a reference.
Okay. Hashtag not a reference. So, I love the fact that this show, the first line is the title of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Hitler walks in. Name drop. The crowd, like, just uproars in applause. And he just goes, "Heil, honey, I'm home."
The crowd almost like he opens the door before he even says it. They're like, "Oh yeah!" They're all like freaking out about
it's
it.
It's like
they're
when like, Kramer walks in on Seinfeld.
Exactly, but it's way. But it was even more than that. It was like you could hear that one guy go, "Whoa!" Like, what was up with that?
Yeah,
come on, guys.
I would like to add. Hitler walks in. The crowd applauds, and he goes, "Heil, honey, I'm home." To a list of things I never thought I would hear. In a serious conversation.
I've definitely said Heil as hi before.
I've never said that.
Like, no, like, oh yeah, well, like, give me, like, oh, to quote Seinfeld, I'd be like, oh, give me the Heil five, you know what I mean?
Weren't you the one that was just arguing that you're not allowed to say Jews anymore?
Oh yeah, but I'm a horrible person. I'm just arguing you can't say it.
Okay, you went like the royal.
I'm the reason there's rules in this podcast why we can't say racial slurs towards Italians anymore.
So I've heard.
Yeah. So, anyway,
you Italians.
Oh, god damn it, Steve.
Calling them out. These dirty sausage-eating pigs.
And I thought I wasn't going to have to edit this week's episode.
Don't edit that out. I didn't say the N-word.
So
yet.
Yet. The podcast is
stay tuned.
Not on this cast. If you want to listen to Steven say the N-word, you should go to loudcastpodcast.edu.
.gov.
.gov.net.biz.
.fm.
All right, we have to start summing up this episode.
All right.
The listeners don't think we're funny enough for this.
So, the basic premise of the show is Hitler and Eva Braun, they're in their apartment, and right next door are the Goldensteins, Arnie and Rosa Goldenstein.
Oh, I didn't get their names.
Yep, those are their names. And they're a Jewish couple, which is funny, because Hitler's their next door neighbor.
They're like, all right, so hold on. So, like, everyone's, like, so this whole show is, like, filmed as if it's, like, a New York sitcom. Like, everyone, like, so it's, like, all the Jewish people are acting, like, super, like, stereotypical, like, oh, we can't do that. Oh, damn, those damn Hitlers are always fighting over there. Oh, those damn Hitlers. And, like, they're super Steens, and then like Hitler literally has like what a New Jersey accent.
He does have a New Jersey accent.
At the first, funniest thing. He kind of talks like a train conductor in like a black and white movie. Like, eh, see.
I think I did notice that actually.
He does.
Yeah, it's.
He looks very much like he came out of a black and white movie, much like Charlie Chaplin.
He's not. I would like Chaplin as much. I wouldn't go that far.
I don't know. I thought Chaplin. Maybe it's the mustache. But
I think it's definitely the mustache. Yeah, you guys are definitely just seeing the mustache being like Charlie Chaplin, you know?
Yeah. So this episode, Neville Chamberlain, the Prime Minister of England, he's coming over to visit Hitler because, according to Hitler, he's been a very naughty Hitler.
Yeah, he's been a very naughty Hitler. A lot of history jokes went over my
Steve,
head.
Steve, what was that? What was that accent?
That was my, I don't know.
You sounded Russian there. He is a very naughty Hitler.
That's not till next episode.
Yeah.
I actually did a little bit of research, a little bit of pre-pro on this.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys knew, the two main characters in this show are actually based on real people.
Yo, Hitler and Eva Braun. Yeah,
Adolf Hitler was a German political figure in the 30s and 40s.
Very important in the Third Reich, I believe they call it.
let's see. According to Wikipedia, that's correct.
I don't believe in the Holocaust, so the whole argument towards this show not being right is just wrong in my books. If you believe in the Holocaust, you might as well just believe in 9/11 was done not by the government.
And there it is, everybody.
9/11.
So that's it. You check the check the boards.
Check
the betting lines. Did you say under 10 minutes?
Well, it was way worse last episode.
It was like you right off the bat last episode.
It really was. Because I remember saying, I was like, no, don't. We have to wait for it. But that's besides the point. So where were we? All right. So Hitler came home, and he finds out Wilt Chamberlain's coming over.
Neville Chamberlain. Good try.
No, I know. And then he's like, he looks at his wife, and he nods his hand up and down like an Italian, and he goes, because, you know, fucking, that's what the Italians do, you know? And he looks at her, and he goes, don't you fucking dare tell the fucking neighbors next door about this. And she's like, honey, would never. Because, you know, but Ava Brown, classic liar. And, Ed, how did she tell the neighbor's wife?
Okay, so the neighbor's wife is over, and she's just like, I'm not going to tell you, but you can guess, the name rhymes with Buffalo.
Mark,
which
Ruffalo.
It doesn't.
Damn it, Steve, you did the classic dick move. You stole the joke. I hate when you guys steal jokes.
I thought that joke was just kind of up there, like it was a Steve joke.
Oh, fuck you.
Like a shared Steven. Power.
I'm Steven.
Oh my god.
Not Steve.
I'm just a Steven. A little Steven.
I've been a naughty Steve.
We have your first t-shirts.
Yeah, I've been a naughty Steven. So.
And then.
So the Goldensteins, their niece is over, Ruth. And she's like, you know that character in Finding Nemo that has the braces? That's just like, wake up, fishy.
No. If you've ever seen It's Always Sunny, she's kind of like the snail character from that one episode where they salt her. Except, like,
yep.
Not that much like her, but it's pretty similar. Like, that's what I immediately thought of.
She would be on the Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Hold on. You're going to hold your horse there, because I have to defend the Big Bang Theory.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do. Because I feel like this is always the key moment for this podcast for me. Yeah, I think Big Bang Theory gets a lot of flack, but I think it's just as good as Two and a Half Men, if not better. And it's a great show to watch with your mothers. Because my mom and I watch the show together, and we enjoy it. And you know what? I don't even feel that bad when I watch it. Steve? And I would even go so far as to say I'm emotionally invested. Because right now, the last season ended... Well, I don't want to date the cast, so I'm not gonna. But let's just say the last season ended on a cliffhanger, and I'm awaiting to see what happens next.
Steve, you can just take your microphone, go hang it up, you're done.
Oh, why? Because Steve Timbleboy can handle this? No way.
Steve Timberlake.
Damn it. Got me.
Got
Justin
him.
Timberlake's third cousin. That changed his last name to Timberlake so people would notice.
So, back to the episode.
Yeah, back to the episode.
So, Hitler's mad because he brings home Neville Chamberlain. And the Goldensteins are there.
And they're drunkards. They're drunk as skunks.
They are drunk as a skunk.
Drunk as Ed with like six Mike's hards.
That sounds about right. So, Neville Chamberlain, pretty good character. He's the only one with an actual accent that makes sense. He's got the British accent.
Yeah, but he said some weird stuff.
He does, but he makes he's a very wise cracking prime minister.
He's like an uncle.
Pretty much.
What kind of uncles do you have?
Great uncles. The best uncles. They're all the prime minister of England.
Best great uncles ever.
World's greatest.
World's
one,
best great uncle.
World's number one uncle, 1 through 8.
I want the first t-shirt to say that the world's best great uncle wasn't good enough to be put on a t-shirt.
All right, Steve.
Sorry. All right, just keep going. Come on. All right, we're almost there.
We're almost through the episode summary. So Neville Chamberlain, he's a pretty funny dude. He's making jokes. Hitler brings him into the kitchen, and he's just like, oh, let's have a little quick chat. And turns out that Hitler is supposed to be signing a little, like, peace in our time agreement. But he doesn't want to do that, because who would want peace, you know what I mean?
Hold on, he just brushed over, like, my favorite part of the episode. He goes, we've all been talking, because the Chamberlain dude, he looks at Hitler, and he's like, we've all been talking. We all think you've been a naughty Hitler.
That's true.
Very, very naughty Hitler. And they decide, he's like, no, it would make me feel better if you just signed this document. Oh, did we cover the Czechoslovakia part?
Oh, that is because
it's pretty major to the plot.
He invaded Czechoslovakia.
That's why Chamberlain, Wilt Chamberlain's there. He had to get his son nailed back.
He's got to challenge him to a game Hitler. Of basketball. Him and the Toon Squad.
Yep, Michael Jordan comes in. I'm glad you went the Space Jam route, because that's exactly where I was going.
Always.
See, I was thinking Wilt. Always. I hear the word Wilt, and I think of...
Foster's Home?
Yeah. But I have no idea where I got Wilt Chamberlain from.
That's who Wilt is based on.
Oh, see, all right, perfect.
Did you not get that? He's tall, he has a number on his chest, and he plays basketball.
No, I don't care for sports.
Have we already set the record for sports references in this podcast?
Absolutely.
That's negotiable.
Not a word.
Yep, not a word, Steve.
I think you underestimated my vocabulary. George Bush is my hero.
Wait, which one? Which one? Senior or junior?
All right. Making some predictions right here. Donald Trump equals best president ever. All right, back to the cast. So Hitler's like, I don't want to sign this piece of paper. He's like, I don't want to sign it. And he said it just like that. And
he breaks the fourth wall a few times.
Does he?
Yeah, he stares at the camera. He's just like, oh, they want me to sign this.
Oh, I thought he was just like angrily yelling at himself.
No, he was staring at the camera.
I like how Ava's like, you're not a bad guy. You don't want them to think you're a bad guy in there. You're right. He goes, you're right. I'm a good Hitler.
I'm a good Hitler.
He says that. He's like, I'm a nice Hitler.
It's like they're trying to beat you over the head to remind you that this gentleman is in fact Hitler.
I don't know. I feel like the show, I don't know, it's weird. The show would be less offensive in today's standards, but at the same time, with this like constant, like, we're getting closer and closer to like the political correct like moment where like you're not even able to sneeze and say God bless you anymore. It's funny. It's like, I looked at it like, oh, this is like campy. It's pretty tame besides like, oh, it's Hitler. But like, there's nothing like, it's not like they were like, they didn't make any like, let's guess the Jews jokes. Like, I would have went.
Wait till you get to my prediction for the series finale.
We just saw episode one.
Season one, the ending of season one.
That's the only episode that ever aired.
So none of the other episodes even came out?
Nope. All the episodes.
I wonder if they only filmed the pilot then.
That's a good question.
They actually filmed 8 episodes, I believe.
Damn.
Wow. Some kid on this podcast beat you on the... You're supposed to be the... All right, Ed, you're out. Steve, you're in.
Bang, bang.
Yep.
Bang, bang.
It was a coup the whole time.
Coup d'etat. Cool guitar.
So can we just talk about one of the jokes that was made that I love this joke?
We can attempt to.
Hitler goes, what would you say to a drink? And Neville Chamberlain just goes, I'd say, I drink.
It's a hello drink.
It's an uncle joke.
It's my favorite.
That's a classic Ed joke. Right there.
That's my favorite joke of the episode.
That's like literally, that reeks of Ed to the point where I was like, oh my God.
You're like, is Ed on the show?
Oh God, I know. I got angry. I was like, I literally got mad at the TV show and I was like, I'll fucking beat the shit out of your TV show. Wait, let's talk about my favorite part, where he starts yelling at his wife, and he didn't beat the shit out of her.
That's true. We were waiting for it to happen. We were just like, he's going to slap her.
It would have been funny. I think it was like 10 minutes in or something, and it would have just been funny if the 15, if the like the leftover 15 minutes was just devoted to her getting the shit out of
her. And at the end of the episode, it's
you
just, hi.
Bitch.
He goes, hi, I'm Hitler, and I'm Ava Braun. Domestic abuse is no laughing matter.
Yeah, he just looks at it and goes, This was an act. This was all an act. See, we're all actors here. And, like, she gets up and she can't, like, get up because she's crippled. And she's like, see? And she's, like, crying. He's like, tell him you're acting! Tell him! And she's like, and then she gets up and she's like, I'm acting. This is all an acting. And she dies.
If you or someone you know is abused, please call the National Crisis Hotline at the number below.
And it just spells out 1-800-Hitler.
Yep. And that's when America realized Hitler's been alive the whole time.
I think Hitler's alive. I think you're insane if you don't. I'm just kidding. That's a conspiracy theory I can't even get on board with. Like the Holocaust existing.
Actually, this is interesting. This is from the Adolf Hitler Wikipedia page.
Stop.
Adolf Hitler died on the 30th of April, 1945, and he married Eva Braun on the 29th of April, 1945.
I think we watched that episode on the 30th of June, right, Ed? Nudge, nudge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
To celebrate the anniversary of Hitler's death.
Yes,
we got him.
Gonna bring it back to D's Nuts, who will be gone by the time this comes out.
Hey, do you have any CDs?
CDs?
I do.
Oh.
Got me.
Got you.
Got him.
So
I got to take a minute and just be sad about that joke.
All right. While you're taking your minute,
I'll be over here.
While you're taking your minute, we're gonna get back to the episode.
Yeah, I don't know. And we were making really good time. Like, his last episode of this podcast, I think it took us about 28 minutes to get through the first double episode.
That's true. It's very
and
true.
I think we rushed the end just because we were so annoyed.
We were getting angry at Andy.
And it's 22 minutes in, and I'm like thinking, I'm like, God damn it. It literally took 25 minutes to watch it.
So,
and we have way less like off like 9/11 things to go off track with this time around.
The Goldensteins are kind of drunk, and then Hitler's getting angry. They bring their niece Ruth over because they're going to set him up with Neville Chamberlain.
Because they're Jews, and that's what they do.
All right. So.
Okay.
Yep. So. She and Neville Chamberlain. They leave at the end. They go out on a date. Hitler signs a little clause, the peace in our time clause. And everybody ends very happy.
To further, I just realized that my last statement was extremely racist. And I want to explain it. So why I said that was, I said, and I quote, because they're Jews and that's what they do. But see, it was the connotation that it sounded really rude about it. But what I meant was they push her on. They want her, their niece, out of their house. So they look at her like, oh, she's a bright young woman. Come on, Neville. She's really nice. And they like push her like they put like. There's a stereotype that Jewish people just try to set up all their children with other people's children. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that kind of, I'm not racist. I don't hate the Jews, guys. I hate other things, like the Italians.
I'm pretty sure that happened in an episode of The Nanny.
The Nanny? I don't think I've seen that show.
It's a beautiful show.
Is it like as good as Bet?
It's like twice as good as Bet.
I'm going to be honest. I only haven't made any references to some of my best friends because Steve's here and Andy's not here and I don't want to make references that go over Steve's head.
I listen to the podcast.
Oh.
Oh yeah,
I'm something of a historian. I do my work.
I don't even listen to the podcast. So some of my best friends, my favorite show we've watched on here so far, and I would like to imagine like the crossover episode, what that would be.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
No, Bet was stupid, but imagine, all right, here's how I think the crossover would go. So you'd have Jason Statham.
You mean Bateman?
Sorry, yeah. No, nope. He means Jason Statham.
I was almost gonna say Sudeikis. I knew both of them were wrong. So Jason Statham, Bateman, Jason Master Bateman. He goes. Oh, we've been summoned to Germany, and the Italian guy is gonna be like, he's like,
it's Frankie and Warren. Frankie and Warren are their names.
Yeah. Okay. So Frankie goes, what? Why have we been summoned to Germany? Because he's like losing the ability to read now. And Warren's like, because you're really good at acting, and I'm your manager. So we're in, like, season 5 of that show. And, like, this is before all the pregnancy and all the murder happened.
And all the Bet crossover.
Yeah, and all the Bet. Well, the Bet crossover didn't exist in the universe I'm talking about right now.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. I'm so mad I didn't think of this before. But the crossover episode between Some of My Best Friends and Bet would be called Some of My Bet
Some
Friends.
Some of My Bet Friends.
Okay. Continue, Steve.
Who's the guy that Andy brought into the podcast that I said on both episodes ago? Who's that?
I don't know.
What's that guy's name? Like I don't Louis Paterno or something. The guy, the bald guy from Transformers.
Oh, yeah, he was in Bet.
Stanley
no,
Tucci?
No, he wasn't in Bet. He was not in Bet.
Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, oh, Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci is who it is. So Stanley
Alpha
Tucci.
Steve knows our podcast better than we do.
I was actually just listening to that. Yeah, I was going back.
We did that. Me and Andy did the Stanley Tucci fight twice. I go, oh, who's that? And Andy goes, are you kidding me? We literally did this last time.
And then if you're
marathoning this podcast, this is what you're going. This is your life right now. It's Stanley Tucci. Oh, who's that? Stanley Tucci. Who's that?
Someone is just screaming at their iPhone.
Steven, just know who Stanley Tucci is. It's like he's like having a long drive. If you're driving and listening to this, you should hashtag me at MeowfaSerious saying DriveCast. And
it's not while you're driving.
Yeah. Nope. Pull over. I want you to do it while you're driving. And I want you to especially and if you send me a picture of a cop and hashtag DriveCast with what's that thing 4chan always asks people for? Timestamp, if you can timestamp it, yeah. If you're in the Massachusetts area, I'll give you one Steve hug, and this is only good for the north of Boston region, though. So, heads up to all you north of Bostonites.
I would like to take this time to say the opinions of Steve are not the opinions of this podcast. Please
me
do not
calling
do that.
People from Boston Bostonites? Is that what you're referring to?
To be fair,
oh,
the opinions of Steve are two-thirds the opinion of this particular podcast.
That is absolutely true.
9/11 cast. Okay. So back to my...
Your crossover.
Back to my crossover event. This will be like the season 3 crossover, if we're going by some of my best friend's timeline that we created.
Yep.
It's like mid-season 3. They get a letter written from Goebbels. And it's like a mess, though. It's like half, like, it's all crayon, like half of it's a picture of a giraffe, and it says, please, 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 pretty please, will you be our awesome, awesome guest, Frankie? And then it says a smiley face, and like, but it's like one line, and then a smiley underneath it. And he goes, Frankie, we can't go over there. That's not sovereign land. We're at war with them. And Frankie's like, I gotta do it for my country, man. I gotta do it for my country.
So in the Some of Our Best Friends timeline, America is still at war with Germany.
Currently. Now it is. But like, we didn't know. We didn't know that was happening. This is all like news. This is, I don't know. Is this after 9/11?
This is a pre-9/11 world.
No, this is definitely post. If I'm in season 3, we haven't touched the Hitler 9/11 episode yet. That's in its 11th season. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
We're not there yet. Okay. So, and the whole episode would just be about how Goebbels is cheating on his wife and wants to get married to Frankie. But see, Frankie hasn't come out of the closet yet. I think, if I recall, this is the season that has the finale where Frankie... Okay. I figured it out, Ed. This, all
right.
He has a moment with Goebbels where Goebbels makes out with him. And Frankie goes, and because Frankie's wicked drunk, he goes, I don't like this with you. And then in the same, this is the season finale. And then that same scene, that's the same episode where he ends up making out with Warren for the first time.
There we go. We just brought it back.
Full circle, everybody. You guys thought the continuity was dead? Nope.
Nope, it's always going to be Some of My Best Friends cast.
It's always going to be some. It is. It's the first. It's how we popped that cherry.
Exactly.
I like to imagine that Steve is sitting there with Final Draft open on his desktop. and just across the top it says, Some of My Best Friends spec scripts, seasons 1-5.
Not even fan fiction. It's
Some of My Best Friend fiction.
I have these like intricate like spider web like things that just like it's
like you have
story
like,
arcs. It's like
you have like a poster up with like yarn connecting things.
Yeah. But like it's three dimensional. Like it's going across the room. Like that episode of Heroes where they're like, oh, it's adrenaline. How do they not figure that out faster? Come on, guys. If you watch Heroes, it's a pretty solid reference.
I don't watch Heroes.
Well, that's not a good reference for you then.
Exactly. Aiden Panettiere is rolling on the floor.
How do you think Lost would retcon this?
like they'd cross an episode. You know what it'd be? It'd be like the time travel episode where they go back to 1970s, except they go back to 1940s Germany. And Hurley's just like, "Hey Hitler, I got this idea. Hurley. It's called Hurley. Star Wars."
Yeah, I was just about to say.
And then Hitler
Hurley's
goes,
"Only concern." Hurley's only concern should have just been like Star Wars, and that was it.
Okay, okay, I'm gonna connect this all. Okay. Right. So Hurley, he's telling Hitler about Star Wars, and Hitler goes, "You know, I really like this Emperor dude. He knows how to keep an empire under control."
Guy gets it.
So,
you know?
So he takes over Germany, and he likes to eradicate the Jedi, but he misheard Hurley and thought he said Jews. So
is the Emperor in Star Wars Episode 5? Like, I know he makes a 3D like thing appearance, but is he in it?
I don't know.
I don't think he is. I don't think he's in it until Return of the Jedi. Star Wars cast.
So Hurley caused Hitler.
Caused Frankie turning gay for Warren.
Yep. It's all connected. Every TV show is connected.
It's all connected. Except Bette Midler. Bette Midler is in its own universe.
That's like Earth 2.
Yeah, yeah. But Seinfeld exists in Bette universe. Exactly. But Seinfeld also exists in our universe.
The Betverse.
Yeah, the Betverse.
Seinfeld is the bridge between the Betverse and our universe.
Well, and then I guess there's the Seinfeld verse, but I like to think that takes place in the same universe as everything, like as our all. Yeah, okay. So Betverse is basically our universe, but except Bette Midler exists, and we all know she's not real. She's a made-up storybook character. So, and then
like Hitler.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the Holocaust. That's why the show is so funny, because it's like, none of this happened. It's not true. Except the first, it's all true up until they sign the paper.
Okay, can we just talk about, why does Hitler live in an apartment?
And why is that apartment connected to the, what is it, Goldensteins?
Goldensteins.
I think I just got the best idea for a segment on this podcast.
All right.
Rate that apartment.
Rate that apartment.
Yeah, and it makes sense though, because it does. The three shows we've watched all have apartments.
No, Bette had a house, but we can rate that house.
Yeah, but it was all that. It was like it was. There was no front wall. It's all set. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all right. So, all right. Well, I was gonna say rate that set piece, but that's gay. Oh, sorry, homosexual, as Warren would have me say.
All right, Steve. What would you, Alpha Steve? What would you rate this apartment?
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind about the fact that they're connected to the Goldensteins' apartment with a shared kitchen, apparently.
I don't think that's true. Well, I don't know. I feel like we weren't paying it good enough attention.
No, and it doesn't make sense because they have a window in their kitchen and he looked out of it to look at the Goldensteins.
Well, they had their own kitchen that was separate from the connected kitchen, too, that we didn't talk about. I was just too lazy to bring it up during the show.
I don't know. I would like to go back and figure this whole thing out.
No.
But also, I would never like to see this show again.
Oh, you're such a... Come on, this is easygoing compared to Bette Midler. We were counting the minutes on Bette Midler.
We didn't have to hear Hitler sing Kid Rock.
Bow at the bow, bang to
guys.
Yeah.
Hitler and Mittler crossover. You're welcome.
Oh my god.
No.
The game done changed.
Drop the mic, walk away.
this is an expensive mic, and I just bought it.
It's a funny story how me and Steve met. We were both serving in what was it? Not Uganda, the other one.
North Korea.
Uruguay. No, because we don't have. I don't think we have anyone stationed in North Korea that we know of, unless. Well, I don't know. And so me and Steve were stationed in Uruguay, and I was walking out of the brothel as he was walking in, and he looked at me and he pointed to my shoes and he goes, huh. And I go, thanks. I go, thanks for the compliment. And then we started kissing because it was a boy brothel, and I thought he was a prostitute. I thought he was gonna pay me money, and he thought I was gonna pay him money. And it was this awkward situation. It was like the Deuce Bigelow European Gigolo, where I was like, yeah, okay, money please, and he was like, yeah, please, money. And it was like this whole thing, and then Steve goes, oh, I see what happened here, and then we both had a chuckle, and then we've been sucking each other's dicks ever since.
And now you know the rest of the story.
And that, kids, is how I met your father.
And the rest is history.
So how do you think the series finale of this would have played out? I have an idea.
I don't even know. I have, like, how I'd want it to end, which I think would be really funny. But, like, do you want, like, an honest answer, like, oh, how I think it actually would end or how I want it to end?
Okay, I'll go first. Okay. So it starts off, Hitler walks in. He's just like, "Heil, honey, I'm home." The crowd applauds. They cheer. It's a series finale. They know it. So they just give an uproar of applause. He's looking through his mail. He goes, all the gas bills here. He opens it up. He goes, "Why is this so high?" And then he goes, "Oh, yeah. Because Holocaust."
No, because Auschwitz.
Yeah, exactly. So there's the crowd laughs. There's like, ha-ha, Holocaust joke. So anyways, then Ava finds out that Wilt Chamberlain's coming by with an army to take them to jail.
Wait, Neil Chamberlain or Wilt Chamberlain?
Yes.
Now the joke I get. Like, is there a basketball player coming from?
Yeah, he's coming through. Wilt Chamberlain. Neville Chamberlain's basketball cousin. Army. So Ava's just like, "They're coming to arrest us." And he's just like, "Oh no, I've been a very naughty Hitler." The crowd cheers again.
Hitler.
Yeah. So they're just like, "I have an idea. We're gonna kill ourselves. But we're gonna do this with style. We're gonna put cyanide capsules in some tea." And then they were just like, "Nah, let's not do that. I have a better idea. Let's kill the Goldensteins and then leave." So they invite them over and they put the cyanide capsules in the Goldensteins tea. And they give it to them. And Arnie's just like, "Oh, my tea's cold." So he switches it with Hitler's. And Rose is just like, "My tea's cold too. I'm going to switch it with Ava's."
But they switch it like Kingsman style.
Yeah. So they drink their tea. Hitler and Ava Braun accidentally die. And that's how history happened.
All right. Here's how I think the series finale would happen. So it would be a typical run-of-the-mill episode, okay? And they'd be doing the typical, like, "Oh, he's so Hitler. It would be like an episode of That's So Raven, but
That's
with Hitler.
So Hitler.
That's So Hitler, yeah. And
he'd be running away.
Yeah, but this is a pretty good episode. I don't know what it's about, but I know how it ends, okay?
All right.
So he sits down with Ava, and he's about to give her some bad news that, like, he's like, "Hey, we're losing the war." But she's like, "Oh, I heard there's some news on the television." And she turns the TV on, and it's 9/11. and the two towers have gone down. And it just ends with, like, a wide shot of, like, the TV in the middle with 9/11 happening. And then he just goes, kinda, "I mean, those are some bad people. They've been a naughty Al-Qaeda."
Oh, my God.
And then it just, like, kind of pans out and pans to the sun. And it just fades away.
Now, I like the idea of maybe a new neighbor moves in, introduces himself as Al.
Albert Cada?
Al Capone?
No, and then down the line, Hitler goes down to get the mail, and looks like the mailman put this in the wrong box. This is supposed to go to a Mr. Alan Cada.
here's what the second season will be about. So the second season's gonna take a different form. You know, like, what was it? Parks and Rec took, like, a kind of different, like, season two was kind of different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Season two of this would be, it would be all about the people that live under the apartment complex. So you got Osama bin Laden next door. You got Saddam Hussein, who's Osama bin Laden's roommate.
And that's a whole spin-off show after this one ends.
Absolutely, absolutely. And
it'd be, like, called it would just be called
the Gulf War. And Osama would come home and he'd be like, "Oh, I just got home from Harvard. I heard you have some chemical weapons." And he's like, "Chemical weapons? No, that's not me." and Kim Jong-un and Il are down the hall, and, like, Il is just constantly slapping his child, but no one understands them because they're kind of Asian, so they speak their own language. So no one says anything because it's wicked awkward. And, like, even Osama bin Laden's like, "I wasn't treated like that by my family." And Saddam was like, "That's fucked up." And then who else could be in it? I don't know. And like, Sinar would be the new kid on the block. You know what I mean? And he'd be like, yeah, I did this one thing one time in Boston. And they'd be like, slow your roll, kid. We took down two towers. And Saddam would be like, I wasn't involved, but I heard about it.
I'm enjoying this this riff of yours. I am not smart enough historically to contribute.
Neither am I. This is all recent.
Here's an idea for an episode in that season. So they're all having a block party, and they have a contest to see who can build the best parade float. And Saddam decides to hide his weapons of mass destruction on his parade float.
And George Bush comes in.
George Bush comes in.
No, he's like, we need to randomly check. We have to randomly check a certain amount of of these floats. But like, you know, it's like they only have to check 60% of the floats for some like stupid Patriot Act reason. And they happen to miss Saddam's, and Saddam's sweating bullets. He's like, oh, Saddam in my world just sounds exactly like Wario.
Wow.
Like, oh no.
And then Arnie Goldstein comes by and goes, hey guys, you forgot the check is.
Oh, and at the very end of the episode, like one bomb fall, like a bomb, like just like rolls underneath the thing, and George Bush is so stupid that he's like, "Oh, Saddam, this fell out of your float,"
and he just hands it back to him.
And he's like, "Yeah," and he just hands it right to him. And he's like, "Oh, that was a close one."
One major plot hole with that episode. If you think that America is randomly selecting parade floats.
Oh, you know.
And we didn't see the Edward Snowden episode where he releases the files saying that America
has been checking parade floats.
You didn't see the episode. You didn't. In that same episode, they were only checking the African warlords. See where it went there? You just brought it to that level, man.
Hashtag Ferguson 2012.
hashtag Ferguson riots.
I don't know enough about anything to realize. Participated. Can we add in like characters from One Tree Hill or Boy Meets World, like Minkus? Minkus
all right,
is the crossover.
Here's a funny 9/11 Boy Meets World episode. What would that even be?
Oh boy.
Oh, we can't do that. That's not all right. We have to go back on track. Oh, Corey gets invited to Germany. No, okay.
Boys Meets World.
Here it is. I already got it. So Topanga is going to school in Germany because she's just learning. Because her father is actually Hitler. Okay? And they just found out through a blood test. And Corey's over there because they're married at this point and they like to make the smoochy smoochy.
So Topanga's a German name.
Yeah.
It's a Third Reich name. It's a neo-Nazi name. How do you think Hitler would deal with all the neo-Nazis in the modern world? I think he'd be like, you guys are pretty odd.
He'd be like, you guys are like the YouTube of television.
No, he'd be like, you guys are like the Edge of Bono and the Edge.
It's like you are the Toy Story 3 of the Toy Story franchise.
No, you guys are like the Toy Story shorts.
That air on ABC.
Air on ABC that are kind of good. They like look good for shorts, but like comparatively, even to Toy Story 2, you're still nothing.
You know? Are the Toy Story of terror of the Toy Story franchise.
You're the Tom Hanks's brother to Tom Hanks. He sounds just like him, and for every video game they use him, but it's not Tom Hanks.
What video game are they making of Tom Hanks movies?
I would play it so hard.
Toy Story 3, the video game.
Oh, that would be my whole
true. Tom Hanks' brother. True. I thought you were gonna go Forrest Gump.
Oh, that'd be an awesome game.
Hit the run button, Forrest.
A lot of tapping X.
Yeah.
It's just Quap. I can't run.
Forrest Quap.
And then Forrest Whitaker makes it. Forrest Whitaker cast.
Oh my god.
Forrest Whitaker cast.
And then Spider-Man swoops in. It's a whole thing.
So, Omega Steve, how would you rate this show on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, this is like, am I comparing it to everything I've seen or just out of the three I've seen so far?
Just out of everything you've seen.
I don't know, I guess like a 6, but like it was like definitely the most enjoyable to watch comparatively to the other two. Even more so than some of my best friends, because you forced me to watch that. I definitely wanted to watch this one. Well, it's because I'm in the mood to watch these things now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah. Yes.
Alpha Steve, your turn.
I will give it 1 out of 3 Reichs.
All right.
That's
33%.
That's like a solid. That's a solid like rotten on the Rotten Tomatoes meter.
It's a 3.3333 repeating with the fucking line over it.
Well, so, it had one joke that I laughed at. I can't remember what it was because I immediately remember what joke it was. Blocked it out of my mind. I don't remember anything about this episode. You guys keep talking about it. It's like I'm hearing it for the first time.
If you're gonna be on the other like the next like on some upcoming episode. Hold on. Some upcoming episode of this podcast.
Jesus.
And you're going to be like, wow, I thought that Rikers Island show sucked, but this show sucks even more.
I don't want this to be my legacy. I don't want this to be the best show that I've ever seen as a part of this program.
So, Steve, do you want to know the joke that you remember that you laughed at?
Yes.
So, the creepy Ruth, she goes up to Wilt Chamberlain. She's just like, would you like a lock of my hair for your wallet? And he goes, okay, seems like a fair trade. And he just takes out his wallet.
Yeah.
Okay, God. It's still funny. That's, yeah.
Yep.
That's worth the 3.3 repeating.
Oh, yeah. I would give this show, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say it's the best show starring Hitler I've ever seen.
That's not true. I'm just trying to, I can't rack my brain right now, but I've definitely seen shows that revive Hitler before. I know that for a fact.
Name 4.
No, that I've seen, I'm saying.
I'm trying to think. But I feel like you've probably seen other ones.
There's probably an episode of Charmed where they accidentally revive Hitler.
I don't know what Charmed is.
With Alyssa Milano. Horrible. There is three sisters that are witches.
Sister, sister, sister?
Yeah. And they were all switched.
They all switched.
Yeah, they were separated at birth.
Didn't know that I missed you.
They were switched at birth. One is deaf.
One's deaf, blind, and mute.
And it's Helen Keller.
But they didn't teach her to be human. They taught her to be dinosaur. T-Rex child.
What if there was a Helen Keller episode of How Honey I'm Home?
Okay, can we dip into that vein, or is it too late?
No, let's go into that.
I'm in there.
So,
that'd be horrifying.
What if she was?
I can't see anymore.
What if she was related? Oh, there'd be an Anne Frank episode.
I forgot that Helen Keller and Anne Frank aren't the same person.
I always everyone does. Don't feel bad if like because there's gonna be that one guy. There's gonna be two different people listening to this podcast. It's going to be the guy that goes, oh, what a fucking idiot. And it's going to be that other guy that goes, that's really relatable. I do that sometimes too. And I'm that guy.
That's our target audience.
That's the target audience. If you got mad at him for that, you can stop. Just no more listening.
You can tweet me at POTUS, POTUS.
Yep.
Hashtag queer not fair.
Hashtag Caitlyn Jenner.
Hashtag, it is a he. I mean, she. Fuck. Hashtag, I just offended the whole audience.
Wait, was that all one giant hashtag?
Yeah, with some hashtags in it. But they were in parentheses.
Okay. Maybe that like one mega fan of ours that like hashtags the whole thing, and I'm gonna be like, if anyone hashtags anything, I'm just gonna be like, I'm gonna like, block you and be like, I don't know what that is. Like, I don't think I've been on Twitter in 6 days.
So I got an Anne Frank episode.
Let's hear it.
So Anne Frank and her family, they're hiding in the roof of the Goldsteins' apartment. And Hitler goes, hey, it sounds like you got something up in your vents there. And Arthur goes to check it. And Arnie, he goes to check it. And he opens up the ladder to the crawl space. He walks in and he sees Anne Frank. And he goes, hey, Hitler, there's some people up here.
Hold on, I got an even better episode. Check it out. So similar concept. All right, so they're hanging out. They're in the not the roof, the ceiling, but the Goldsteins know. And Hitler, like, so we're in like season 6, okay? And like the Holocaust is well underway, so the Jews are hiding. Well, but like the Goldsteins get a pass just because I don't know. They work at similar jobs. They work in the same building, so they get the pass. So he's like, you better not be hiding any Jews in here. If you do, I get to take you to Auschwitz. And he's like, no, Hitler. No, I would never do that, Hitler. And So Anne Frank is like vigilantly writing in her book, and she just drops it right on Hitler's head, and he goes, oh, where did this book come from? And he's like, oh, that I had it glued to my ceiling. And he's like, I'm taking this book. And he's like reading this book, and he's like, wow, it's a really good book. He's like, they should publish this book. They should take out the sex part, but they should publish it. And then he gives it back to him. He's like, nothing crazy here, just a fictional book about a girl living through in the ceiling. Here you go.
No, how about throughout the whole series, Hitler just like, he's just writing in a diary at the end of each episode. And at the end, at the end of the series, he closes the diary and it says, "The Diary of Anne Frank." And Anne Frank was his pen name.
Yeah, what if he wrote the book as fiction from a little girl's perspective of all the things he was doing?
Yep.
This chapter's a good one.
We've just Da Vinci coded this whole Anne Frank's diary for real. All
right, I think that's a good spot to end this.
No, hold on.
Wait, I didn't get to do my favorite segment.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, well, obviously this show is extremely campy. It's got the laugh track. It's got that.
This is your old school. What are you doing?
I'm writing my own episode. I have a creative writing degree.
Oh, okay, all right.
I gotta put it to use. All right, so it's got the laugh track, it's got the bickering husband and wife, it's very, very in the vein of those earlier sitcoms. And all of those sitcoms seem to have the birthday episode.
Oh, God.
He's so right.
So, throughout the whole episode, the whole 25 minutes or so, Eva Braun is fuming because Hitler forgot her birthday. But at the very end of the episode, she goes to put away some cups and plates in the cabinet, and what's that all nicely wrapped up? It's a beautiful bracelet. So she looks at Hitler and she says in her weird Italian accent, Hitler, I can't believe you remembered my birthday. And he says, oh, Eva, I could never forget. Pan to a calendar, September 11th. The End by Vince Gilligan.
All right. And the next episode is the series finale. And she just got shot in cold blood. But we fast forward to a year, to September 10th of the next year, after she gets shot in cold blood, and he goes, tomorrow is Eva's birthday! We are doing this for her! But instead of just three planes getting hijacked, the entire German military is just flown into the two towers. And he's like, we cut to like a tear going down his face, and just him being like, for Eva.
In the arms of an angel is playing in the back.
For Ava.
For Ava. Yeah.
It would just, the spinoff would be For Ava, and it would just be like every, so it would be like 10 seasons long, and every episode would be about one person's day in the life of, on September 11th.
Oh, God.
In the tower. But like, and one Ava, whole episode and would just be a guy eating at the restaurant at the top. And he's eating this cheeseburger, like a glutton. It's just this fat guy eating gluttonously, and he's just like, oh, man, it's a great burger.
So he deserves it.
No. Yeah, basically. But he, and like, the whole time he's like asking for Jack's hot sauce, or whatever it's called. That shit that they put on everything. Right. And they go, oh shit, we found it. And he puts it on the burger, and it's the last bite of this burger, you know what I mean? And he's about to take it, and someone just goes, oh my God. And it's just Hitler's entire army running into the building.
Wait, they're running?
Yeah.
Now they're charging at it. Jets with legs.
They're going to push it down.
It's like the Power Rangers Megazord.
I wish we could watch the Power Rangers for this show. We could probably watch the Alien Rangers. Oh, that was definitely, they definitely aired all the episodes. How about the Rider series? The Phantom Rider? Or Beetleborgs? No, those, that
oh,
had
Big
three
Bad
seasons.
Beetleborgs.
Shut up. That's good. Suck. I tried to watch it the other day.
That's good stuff, man.
All right. I think it's a good place to end it.
No!
No, Steve.
This is going. I'm keep this going. Power
Rangers. Steve. Steve.
Let go. What? Just let go.
All right. So.
We didn't even do the 9/11 segment.
We just did that.
No, we didn't. Everything. That was like the, what would you do if you had your own episode segment?
Steve. Omega Steve. Stop.
All
right. Okay. So we're going to end it there. Thanks for listening. Shout out to soundslikeanearful.com for our theme song. Follow us on Twitter at Unaired Podcast. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe, like, comment, rate, all that stuff.
Shout out to Andy, who's never going to hear this episode.
Because he doesn't listen.
He's not going to listen to this podcast.
Okay. Thanks for listening. I'm Ed.
I'm Jew.
I'm Chad Steve. Michael Murray, and this one's for Ava.
I'm James Hunt.
All right. Bye, everybody.